This is Ozarks at Large. Arkansas and Oklahoma have shaken hands on developing a collaborative watershed management plan for the 145-mile-long Illinois River, a waterway shared by both states. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, Oklahoma has long fought with Arkansas over the quality of the river and pollution in the river.
The spring-fed emerald green Illinois River originates in southern Washington County, flows through fields and forests into Oklahoma before confluencing with the Arkansas River west of Fort Smith. Back in 1970, Oklahoma declared the Illinois a scenic river to protect it, then sued Arkansas for polluting the watershed with municipal sewage. So Oklahoma set a strict numeric in-stream standard for phosphorus pollution on its side of the river. Phosphorus from municipal sewage as well as agricultural waste, fouls, rivers. So Oklahoma, in 2005, sued Arkansas's poultry industry for polluting the Illinois. Contract poultry farmers in Arkansas grow millions of birds for Tyson, Georges, and Simmons. The flocks produce litter, a mixture of manure and bedding, which farmers on the Ozarks spread on hay pastures as fertilizer. Oklahoma farmers, in contrast, are required to transport a majority of poultry waste out of the watershed. The lawsuit was never decided because both states made a pact in 2013 to scientifically assess the river and formulate a mutual water quality plan. A final report was issued in late 2016. It contained key recommendations. Finally, 2 years later, on November 14th, both states signed a memorandum of agreement to create a framework to act on the recommendations.
We can keep fighting about this. But really, at the end of the day, the focus is on improving the water quality in the river, and that's exactly what this is about.
Oklahoma Secretary of Energy and Environment Michael Teague is one of four state agency directors who signed the formal agreement. He says the Oklahoma Resources Board has agreed to initiate revised water quality rulemaking. A monitoring and assessment work group will form over the next year to ensure regulatory flexibility to accommodate both states. And both states have agreed to develop a watershed improvement plan, including a two-state phosphorus index. The agreement also suspends any punitive administrative proceedings and establishes a covenant not to sue.
And again, be very attentive to who the parties are that sign this agreement. I mean, we are the state agencies that are responsible for taking care of the water quality in our two states, both the point source side and the non-point source. So Secretary Reese and I signed it for Oklahoma, and so that incorporates the Oklahoma Water Resources Board, our Department of Environmental Quality, our Conservation Commission, and our Scenic Rivers Commission, which is now part of the Grand River Dam Authority. And on the Arkansas side, you've got ADEQ and ANRC. And if you look in there, hopefully what jumps out in that Article 2 is every one of those paragraphs is a task to a state agency and probably two co-state agencies that says, you are the experts on this, go do it. And every one of those tasks has a timeline to it. So this is not just some nebulous agreement. This is tell the water board here in Oklahoma that they have to do rulemaking and it has to be done by the legislative session in 2019. So they have 8 months to get that done, right? Give the task to the two ADEQ and ODEQ on point source. And here's how we're going to do permit renewals and amendments and new permits. Give the task to the Conservation Commission in Oklahoma and the ADEQ for Arkansas to talk about an entire watershed improvement plan. And there's some pieces that there's not a lot of detail in there, like a nutrient trading program. And it's because we don't know what those details are yet, but it's worth going to figure it out.
Under the agreement, everyone will be asked, Teague says, to participate in protecting the Illinois River watershed.
If folks on the community side, the economic development side, the industry side are saying, oh, you're pushing us, that's a good thing, right? If there's feedback from the environmental groups that say you didn't go far enough, that's a good thing, right? The focus of this, the objective is still and needs to remain on improving the water quality in the Illinois River watershed. And the question is, how do you get everybody to the table to work on that? And that's what this agreement does.
One nonprofit environmental group, the Illinois River Watershed Partnership, established in 2005 and headquartered in Cave Springs, Arkansas, is enthusiastic about the new agreement. Executive Director Nicole Hardiman, a PhD conservation biologist, says phosphorus impairs waterways in insidious ways.
So excessive phosphorus will lead to algal growth in the waterway, which can rob the water of oxygen and impact the ecology, ultimately making the water unsafe to swim in and use as a drinking water source.
Hardiman says due to improved municipal wastewater technology and voluntary agricultural practices on the Arkansas side, along with strict numeric water quality limits in Oklahoma, the Illinois River is improving.
Yeah, so over the last probably 20 years, we have seen significant declines in phosphorus concentrations, primarily, focused on the state line. Oklahoma has their phosphorus standard of 0.037 milligrams per liter, and we are moving towards that standard as the state of Arkansas, but we are not consistently meeting that standard yet, but we are getting closer and closer. And our goal as an organization is to address both our phosphorus concentrations and eventually meeting that standard, as well as addressing our impairments.
Poultry farmers in Arkansas have never been held to any strict water quality standard. They're held to narrative standards under voluntary nutrient management planning, documenting annual land application of litter, which Oklahoma has long said is not enough.
We believe this is a prime example of a state-based solution where we have blurred the state line between Arkansas and Oklahoma in terms of our commitment to watershed protection and improvements.
Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality Director Becky Keough insists farmers on the Arkansas side of the river have long complied with voluntary best management practices, registering with local conservation districts.
We've worked close with our agricultural operations in Arkansas, and as you know, rules were established several years ago to avoid what we call surplus nutrient application in the watershed, particularly in northwest Arkansas, to address concerns that nutrients potentially would run off from agricultural operations and cause issues in our waterways, particularly the Illinois River being the focus of that discussion. So that has been a significant improvement, and we've seen significant reductions in phosphorus as a result from our farming operations, as well as other operations that could contribute nutrients in that respect. So great work by our farming community.
For example, Keough says, citing data she's received from Arkansas Poultry Federation, more Arkansas poultry contract growers are voluntarily hauling litter out of the watershed.
Arkansas poultry integrators have been successful in removing 1 million tons of litter from the Illinois River watershed over the last 15 years. So there has been a dedicated commitment and a significant reduction over the last 15 years.
But by very rough numbers, that accounts for only a fifth of all litter produced in northwest Arkansas, with 445 poultry farms in Washington and Benton counties operating between 2 and 12 houses each. They produce 150 tons of litter a year per house, and that yields more than 340,000 tons annually.
Well, we hope that farmers and poultry who have been part of actually the discussions in the development of this agreement will contribute and be part of our working group. It is our desire that these improvements be those that are identified by the farmers as the most beneficial to their productivity, but also in balance, protect the watershed.
The new agreement, Keough says, will chart a firm path forward on science-based regulatory action and permitting, but contract growers shouldn't expect strict rules to be enacted in Arkansas.
But we anticipate commitment and potential even opportunities through nutrient trading or other mechanisms where our municipalities and other regulated entities are trying to address standards through technology and other needs as they seek new permits.
Agencies on both sides of the river have committed to making water quality data and other information readily available. Under the agreement, Oklahoma will maintain its standard for phosphorus concentrations at 0.037 milligrams per liter, slightly higher than the 2016 study recommendation, which Arkansas will work to meet. Phosphorus concentrations in the Illinois at the Arkansas border have historically failed to meet Oklahoma's standard. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.